from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
With the third pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Houston Rockets select Reed Sheppard from the University of Kentucky.
Big night for the Rockets last night, NBA draft round one. Look, we talked about it late yesterday on the show, man. There's layers to last night of what the Rockets end up doing. If they would have drafted Kling in the center, the defensive center out of UConn, obviously that would indicate that they were making moves. Hopefully, we thought possibly to acquire the Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. That was my hope. At least, and the draft would tell us a lot about the direction of the Rockets. Well, Donovan Klingon was not chosen. There was no trade made, and the Rockets were very, very happy with the fact that Reed Sheppard was available at three. They had Reed Sheppard. Reed Sheppard slated as their number one prospect on their board, and if he was available at three, they were going to take him at three. That is according to Rafael Stone, the Rockets general manager. And what you get with Reed Sheppard is 52% from three. And that in itself, guys, was enough to excite me. I'm of the thought of, you give me a dead-eye long-range shooter and he makes everybody else around him, he makes their job easier, or he fills it up and allows you to score points at a rate that right now is just the way to go about it in the NBA. So I that was enough for me. But then you start listening to Rafael Stone talk. You start listening to all the basketball heads, all the analysts talk about this Sheppard kid. And they start throwing around thoughts of, this guy is an NBA athlete. There's no just, he's a shooter. He's a white guy that can shoot it from beyond the arc, but he's not athletic for NBA standards. Not the case. Athletically, this guy can go as well. And it's not about looking at the numbers and looking at this is people that have studied and watched him play. Obviously, it's the way the Rockets feel about him. Athletically, he's a plus player. Defensively, plus player. Instinctually, plus player. And so when I look at what the Rockets got, I would have been happy with just the fact that this guy's dead eye from long range, but it looks like the Rockets got much more than that in Reed Sheppard. Ron, I know you watched him play a lot. I know you have watched that NBA draft last night and the Reed Sheppard pick right now. Are you good with it, or how you feel about it?
I think if you're going to take a player in the draft and you're going to take a player in the draft that you were going to keep on the team, for this team and in this draft, Reed Sheppard made the most sense. I mean, Clint, I think it's clear he's the best shooter already to me on the team. Just natural shooter already on the team. You went through all of that. I mean, he has shot over well over 40% from multiple categories, some of them in the 50s when it comes to corner threes, when it comes to catch and shoot threes, when it comes to threes off the dribble. And like that right there is something in the game that you just can't teach, and it's hard to find. As you see, the Rockets last year had a team that just struggled shooting the ball consistently, which is a tough thing to have in this league right now. And if you were going to, now if you're going to draft somebody else, like the big kid from UConn, Clint, and that may be used immediately in a trade situation, that's one thing. But if you're going to draft somebody to be on the team, he to me made the most sense because of that skill that he has. And he's athletic with it. That's why, to me, yes, his height was a bit of a question in Clint because he was under 6'2", but his athleticism will allow him to be able to get shots off in a way that maybe someone else who's, I mean, this is a 6'1" and a half kid who has a 40-inch vertical leap that can get his shot off, and we saw it routinely last year at Kentucky.
Ron, I tell you, another thing that I like about the pick is, I mean, anybody that listens to this show knows that I'm not a big fan of potential. I'm not a big fan of boy, this guy can be this or he can be that. And every time you flip the TV on, you're like, man, well, what the hell is he? You know, I mean, I see the athleticism. Yeah. I see the explosiveness. But I'm talking about, what about basketball, right? What about the ability to finish at the rim? What about the ability to control all that athleticism and all that explosiveness and yada, yada, yada? It's hard for me to watch that. What I like about this pick right here is we all know exactly who he is. We all know exactly how he fits on this team. We know who the Rockets drafted. It's not about, well, can this guy develop at the NBA level and can this guy do this and can he do that? No, man, he's a spot-up shooter that, again, is a plus player on the defensive end of the floor, and that's who he is. There's no guessing. Does he fit what you do offensively and defensively? Does he fit Ime Udoka's roster? By the way, loved Rafael Stone's comments about ultimately he used some different terms, but ultimately it was instincts on the floor. They know exactly who this guy is, Ron. We as fans know exactly who this guy is. When he gets on the floor, we know what to expect. And if he does it, great. If he doesn't, then we can cuss and discuss. But I just like the fact that they know who this guy is and what he brings to the table without betting on the come, if you will.
Yeah, knowing his role. And you said the Rockets tried to explain what it is that you're getting, and we've heard a lot of people talk about it. Let's hear what Reed Shepherd had to say himself about what Houston is getting. This is him after he was drafted by the Rockets.
Yeah, there's a guy going in. He's looking to learn. You know, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He's going to, if it's not making threes right away, it's getting teammates involved, whatever it takes to win and be on the court, I'm going to do whatever makes the team better.
No, he finally said, I'm. He just kept saying he, like, speaking in. Yeah. In you know, I do. I like the pick. I like the pick. And like I said earlier, because it's hard, Clint. Because, you know, generally you think, all right, you got a top three pick, right? Hell, Michael Jordan went third. Like, you got a top three pick. You're trying to get it in a player that you might hope to change your organization. But you got to understand the type of draft this is and what was available in this draft. And Clint, most people thought there's not one guy that's like that. That's now, there may end up being one. But there's not one guy right off the bat where people view that. Not like last year's draft, where there were a couple of guys that people thought that could be that, or 2 years ago. There's a different thing. So with this, we just watched the Boston Celtics show you, and really the Mavericks by losing too, how important it is that you build up the guys around the stars, around the dudes. And the big thing you could really go to is it was the Grand Canyon, when you look at the other two-star or the other players outside of the stars for the Mavericks and the Celtics. The Celtics, others were so much better. And if you can't get a superstar, you've got to build up that. And you got a kid who should shoot it well and potentially can defend well and hope to add to that when you find those bigger pieces. All right, Clint, also news today with the Rockets, as today is day two of the draft. As of now, it looks like they won't be a part of it. They have agreed to a deal with the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks are trading forward A.J. Griffin to the Houston Rockets for the 44th pick in today's draft. So Griffin, who is he's a young kid too, Clint, 20 years old. He was a first-round pick, mid-rounds out of Duke in 2022. He comes over, a guy who shoots it pretty well, at least he did his rookie year, and has had some moments, but really at this point, you know, if you got drafted in the first round 2 years ago and you're being traded already from your first team, you hadn't really lit it up. They're going to hopefully, I guess, see what they can get out of him. But, Clint, again, this is another player. I mean, they've got about seven or eight of these guys, Clint, that are, it feels like, that are under 23 years old that are first-round picks. Right? They've got a bunch of those guys there. I wonder how long or how many of those guys are going to be on this team when the season starts. Because you've been hearing the talk that they want to get a veteran in, and they are just stacking these guys up.
Yeah, I mean that's the thought, right? With the Rockets now is how many of these guys, these youngsters, that are again still in this developmental stage that, you know, for the most part they've all been, I mean, good players. They've all developed. They've all shown improvement. They've all appeared to have been professional and coachable and have grown. But at some point in time. And again, Rafael Stone, the general manager, he spoke about this too, about how, I mean, look, we just got so many guys and we're so young right now. Like, how valuable are all these picks in the next year or two? How valuable are they to us? I think he was talking about picks, but he's really speaking to the fact that they're so young. They've got so many guys that are in their first, second, or third year that they've got to diversify, if you will, to some degree. And so I would, to your point, Ron, I would expect some movement with the Rockets, and rightfully so. They've got to get, as we've talked about, they've got to get some more guys that they know exactly who they are, what they bring to the table, whether we're talking about sixth men or we're talking about superstars that are real game changers. They've got to move in that direction sooner rather than later. Hopefully, as a fan, I hope they do it before this season, and we're watching a different squad.
Yeah, they're not paying all these jokers either. Right, they're not going to pay all of them. So that's the latest here with the Rockets. No pick as of now in the second round because of the move to go get A.J. Griffin from the Atlanta Hawks.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Big 3-3, number two.
I'd have rather Maldonado. But, all right, Astros, they take on the Mets coming up. They got a day off today. And two of their guys that you feel pretty good about, Ronel Blanco, Framber Valdez, gets the start. But, fellas, TBA. TBA is what they have listed on Sunday. And I think the thoughts here that we got to start kicking around, when they say TBA, what's the move? What's the move here, fellas? Should they go down and try to grab somebody out of Sugar Land? Hell, they're not afraid to go and get somebody from Corpus. Or is this should be the first time we potentially see a bullpen type of a game? We understand what they're going to do in the first two. How do you think right now they should handle Sunday, this hole in the rotation with Jake Bloss being injured and obviously Verlander?
Yeah, look, I think it's a bullpen game, and I think it's one of those where I'm going to go with Martinez. I'm going to go with Martinez. What do you see Martinez once in the last about month?
Who, Nick?
Yep.
Slick Nick?
Yep. No, is it Nick? No, is it Nick? I thought Nick Hernandez Nick. Just went down. That was Nate Hernandez. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Maybe I'm mixed up. That's probably.
Hernandez went down. He got blown up for five runs the other day, and he went down.
Martinez, you're talking about Seth Martinez.
I'm talking about Seth. There you go, Seth.
I think
Seth is the guy. I think we've seen him once in the last, like, legitimately. I think we've seen him once in the last 12, 13, 14 days. Like, he's a guy that can give you some length. So I think we're looking at a bullpen day, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Seth is the guy to start on the bump.
Yeah, have him start this sucker out. Yeah. We'll see. That's going to be – hopefully this is the only time they have to figure this out. Hopefully either Jake – God, I can't believe I'm saying that. Hopefully Jake Bloss is ready. We've seen, what, three and a third of him.
Hey, man, get Bloss back out there, old grinky-looking ass. Can I ask you guys a quick question?
Sure.
When in the hell did we take TBD and turn it into TBA?
I don't know.
Well, one means determined and one's announced.
I know what the hell they mean, Tyler, but what, I mean, am I the only, I've never heard TV to be announced. I've never heard
really?
That. Really? Well, I mean, not until the Astros started doing it with this pitching issue.
Hmm.
Am I crazy?
TBA?
I've heard it before, yeah.
I mean, I've heard people say literally TBD, to be determined. If somebody walked up and said TBA, I'd be like, what? TBA? The hell are you talking
TBA
about?
TBA you see a lot like in these, like in any given professional sport in a playoff series, you'll see, you know, like they'll have those first four games listed and they're scheduled. And then game five, TBA. Game six, TBA. You know what I mean?
Huh. Yeah, I know what you mean. I just didn't ever, maybe I
maybe,
just.
Maybe they already know and they're just. Waiting to announce it.
I'm a TBD guy, not a TBA guy.
You're a TBD guy?
I'm a TBD guy.
All right. Well, here, I'll just put it in the dock.
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Let me pull that out. There it is. There it is.
We're here to work as a team. We're here to help each other.
Big capital D.
TBD.
D-D.
TBD. No, yeah. That's the hope, is they don't have to roll this out again. And this is why. This is why Framber and Ronel Blanco are going to be really important to pick up innings clean. If you know you're going to have a bullpen game coming up,
yeah,
it may have to change your thoughts if one of them get beat up early and they got to come out. Now you got to spend some of those mid relievers. It's a hope that these two guys at least are able to go six or even seven the way Spencer Arrigetti did. If they could get that, then that bullpen game can really work for them. So it's going to be important for Framber and Ronel Blanco to get rolling.
Big three at three. Number three.
All right, this is a rumor going out about the Astros. Michael Schwab says this, our guy here, says the Astros have identified Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as one of their top targets for a trade, per sources. It will take a lot to land a player like him, who will be a free agent in 2026, so you'd have multiple years of service of him. But he would bring a big bat and solve the first base problem. I know the Vlad thing sounds good, but I just for me, it's like if you have the ability to get Vlad, man, to me it almost says, well, who is the top pitcher that's available? Because that to me feels like more of a need. I'm not saying Vlad's not a need, but that to me seems like more of a need if you're able to try to get things together to get Vlad than to get a pitcher.
Yeah, look, it's hard for me to look at this lineup right now and to look at this lineup with
a Kyle Tucker, though.
Without a Kyle Tucker, I didn't think about it from that perspective. I mean, they scored 44 runs in the last six ball games, and Dubon is getting a lot of the run at first base. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying I'd prefer Dubon at first over Vlad. Obviously, I'd love Vlad. But, like, this rotation is in a dire situation. I mean, this rotation is in a point to where they've got to get Verlander's old ass back or Luis Garcia back late July just to get to five and six starters that are healthy. That's if nobody gets injured between now and then. So
which is hard to say when you saw how many went down in the first half.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I would love it as a fan. I'm here for it. This lineup would be even nastier than it is when it's healthy, but it's hard for me to justify going after Vlad and using whatever resources it's going to take to get Vlad, especially with 2 years left on his contract. And then you roll out
Jake Bloss.
Yeah, Jake Bloss or
you're up here talking about, I'm thinking, let's go with Seth Martinez.
Yeah, man. I don't know how that pans out. I don't know how you justify that. But hey,
I mean, unless they'd be really banking on, as you said, Garcia and Lance.
Yeah. I mean,
bury me in the H.
That guy right there.
Because we know they have three that are out for the year. We know Javier Urquidy and JP France are out for the year. Those were three starters. So, yeah, to me, if it's like, as he did say that he's one of their top targets, I would hope the other top target is a big-time pitcher potentially out there. All right, coming up, The Rockets have made some moves. Look and think about this team. Does this feel like a playoff team to you in the West? We'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, well, welcome back into The Drive. Clint, I see somebody here on the text line, and we appreciate you always rolling with us, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. As they said, when we were talking about the next move for the Rockets after this draft, where I said they've got several guys that are, like, under the age of 23. You got, the Shingoons, the Jalen Greens, the Jabari Smith Jr.'s, the Cam Whitmore's, the Amen Thompson's. Now they've added Reed Shepherd to it. Now they've just added A.J. Griffin to it. They've got a lot of young guys. And I said, let's roll. Someone said, keep all the youngsters together. They can have Van Fleet as a vet and a great head coach. And, okay, all right. Well, I mean, let's just say it out loud. If we look at Clint, what looks like is going to be the projected top 10, maybe 11 when you add the latest move of A.J. Griffin. But Clint, they roll in with Fred Van Fleet, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith Jr., Sengun, Amen Thompson, Reed Shepherd, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason, who comes back, another one who's just 23 years old, and Steven Adams, who they made the trade for late. And as I said earlier, they did make a trade with the Hawks to get A.J. Griffin. When you hear that group and you think about the Western Conference, Clinton, I know you just watched the playoffs with a lot of the Western Conference teams. I'm asking you, I'm asking Tyler, I'm asking all the people out there, especially that fella and people who believe like that fella, hey, just keep the youngsters together. Does that sound like a Western Conference playoff team? Does that group that I just read through, if they didn't make any moves, that's what they rolled with. And yes, we're talking about a year older and those guys. Does that sound like a Western Conference playoff team?
Doesn't sound like it, but if from watching them, you watched them improve so much last year. If they pick up where they left off last year, and if Ime Udoka is as good a coach as we think he is, could he coach and these guys grind their way into a playoff spot? Yeah, probably. Maybe. Which one do I want to pick? Probably. Probably. I'll go with probably. They could probably grind their way into one. I got to believe that Jalen Green, who was significantly better down the stretch, Alpi Shingun, who wasn't healthy down the stretch, but you add him back to that mix. I mean, I got to believe that this team is better together in year two. Better together, by the way. That's a good Luke Combs tune, I believe.
I think that's a sitcom too.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah. I would say probably. I'll go with probably. Yeah, they could. Now they ain't gonna be a contender, but could they get in? Yeah,
I think they. I mean, could, sure. I mean, they flirted with the final play-in spot, but just in the West, in which Clint, we know teams are going to improve, right? We know teams are going to try to get better. That, man, that right now to me isn't good enough. And you, Clint, I think the Rockets, from reports that we're hearing, that they are ready to make another step, in this so-called rebuild. I think they're ready to make the step of playing in postseason basketball. That's what it seems like to me from what we're hearing, from what people are reporting. And I look at that, and I understand and hear the guy and hear folks who are saying keep the youngsters together. But Clint, I just start thinking about that group, and I know Dallas, they're going to probably make some additions to make themselves better. I know Denver is better. I know Minnesota is better. They've already made some additions in the draft. We'll see what the Lakers do, the Clippers. There are a lot of teams there to where they have to add something else. This can't be – if the expectations, which it feels like that's what they're trying to push to, is to make the postseason, they've got to add something else to this. I understand the growth, but looking at this group, it is hard to see and say that's going to be one of the top eight. Top 10. To say that's going to be a playoff-level team if they don't make a move. I think they got to package some of these dudes together to add a real piece. To say that it's fun. I mean, Clint, it's fun to think about, hey, just do what the Celtics did. But, I mean, are you seeing a Tatum and Brown? Like, realistically?
No.
You know what I mean? And I'm not even saying those type players, but I'm saying two players that are all NBA level. Are you seeing that?
No, and I'm not even remotely close. I mean, look, here's the deal is, are we talking about them potentially being a playoff team? Or are we talking about them legitimately being a playoff contender with real hopes of and real chances of potentially winning this thing? I mean, I think they could get in, but I agree with you wholeheartedly. Look, I think this is just like any other sport, team sport like this, where if you've got players that grind, players that are committed, players with chemistry, you got a coach that is the polo on the sideline, or the polo on the bench in this case, is a difference maker, a game changer. You can win a lot of ball games, and you could be one of the last couple of teams, and you should be one of the last couple of teams in the playoffs. But do you have a legitimate shot? No. At some point in time, the playoff contenders are going to – all that other – they're all going to be grinders. All the coaches are going to be difference makers, X factors, if you will. And at some point in time, the opponents are going to be way too much for this roster that is the Houston Rockets right now, without a doubt. So the to me, if you're talking about having a real shot of making a run, hell yeah, they need to go get somebody.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But even when Tatum and Brown were young, like they were a playoff team. Now, you didn't think they were winning a championship, but you knew they had enough there to do that. I love Şengün and what he did. I love exactly what Jalen Green did late. We haven't seen them do it together. I don't know if that is a duo next year, Clint, that gets them past those other Western Conference teams. Like, that's a duo, and then you would have to have these other guys really – like, Jabari Smith Jr. hasn't done anything to make me believe, like, he is going to take a consistent step to where he makes this group a team that'll get past teams like the Pelicans, who was the 8 seed last year, or the Warriors, or the Kings that didn't even make it into the playoffs but were the play-in teams. I just – to me, just keeping these young guys together, like all of them, together, no. Some of them, yes. But they to get that step to the playoffs, I think they've got to add a real, like, star-level player. And someone texted in and said, Ronnie, it's Ron. Why can't you just let these young guys gel together? Sure, they can. But are they going to, like, if you're asking me, do I think this roster can gel together and make it into the playoffs in the Western Conference? Not right now. I don't see that.
To that point, Ron, playoffs or no playoffs, the point of letting these youngsters gel, like, it's not doable, guys. It's not. There's too many of them, and you just acquired another one. It's whether you think they're all good enough to gel and be a part of a playoff contending team or not, it's not doable. you've got to get some veterans in here. You've got to spread out. I mean, again, Rafael Stone talked about this today about needing, you know, the draft picks that they traded away to the Nets and acquiring the Suns picks that happen to be, you know, 2 years down the road because they're too young right now. So it's not doable to keep all of the guys, even if they did like them on. The reality of it is M.A. Udoka don't like all these guys.
No, they don't.
He don't want all these guys.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. He didn't take this thing to keep running. He is ready to go.
Yeah.
95 Rockets won a championship as a 6 seed. Yeah, I'd like to see them try to get a 6 seed. That group right there ain't getting a 6 seed.
Even if they did, they ain't winning a title.
Yeah, that 6 seed you're talking about had one of the best players in the history of the sport. Right? Like, unless Alpi is about to take a hell of a jump, Clint, unless that's about to happen that we don't know about, I think if you're trying to go and make the move to the playoffs, as you said, Clint, they have 8 guys that were former first-round picks that are 23 years old or younger.
Is that including the 2 they just picked up?
That's yesterday? Including the 2 they just picked up. They got 8.
Yeah.
8. Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr., Sengun, Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason, and then AJ Griffin. They got eight guys. Come on, man. Like, you going to jail 8 together?
Yes. Like, there's no way they made Doka likes that many of them. There's no. I mean, it doesn't make sense from a roster breakout. I wouldn't think. Hell,
yeah,
I mean,
he had options, Clint. He didn't. His option wasn't, let me come to Houston. Let's take 3 or 4 years to let these cats jail.
Yeah. Let me see if Rafael Stone and what's my man's name that left here? Michael Silas. Let me see if I can get his guys to. Let me see if I can be the glue. Steve Silas. What'd I say, yeah, Michael?
You wanted to be Michael bad.
Steve, Michael, a buddy of mine, Michael Silas, buddy of mine up in Dallas. It's been a while. I need to spend a little time with him, but yes, Silas, let me see if I can be the glue that gels these guys together.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what M.A. Udoka took the job for, but hey, but we do need some gelling now.
Yeah, we do. I like some gel. All right, Tyler, Tyler's third list coming up. You all voted to keep it, and it is back. And I listen, this is a list in which you know who the gold medal is. Many of you are waiting for this to hear the rant on the gold medal. Well, you'll get a chance to hear that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler's turd list coming up very, very soon. As this is a list that you know what the number one is. I hope Tyler's been practicing in his mirror for this one for a week. We've kind of held him in the gate for a little bit because I know he wanted to let it ride, but I cannot wait to the gold. I don't need you to waste any crazy time on the bronze and the silver, not overtime, so we can get to this gold. I cannot wait for that. Tyler's turd list coming in a few minutes. Before we get there, and you all can jump in on this too, the Astros are off today, but they got a 10-game road trip, a long road trip coming up. 3 at the Mets. Then they need to use their passports to go to Toronto, and they've got 4 in Toronto, and then they come back with 3 against the Twins. And the Twins are a team that's in front of them, and the only team the rest of the way until the All-Star break that they play is over 500, and they are already up today 8-0 in 3 innings. So that's who the Astros have coming up in the next 10. You know what game I like to play. You know one of my favorite games, don't you, Clint?
Oh, yeah. Push the button.
I'm going to push that button. 6-4. You pushing it? If I tell you right now, 6-4 against the Mets. Now, hey, I'll tell you about the Mets. The Mets, they are pretty much the Astros of the National League. Started off slow. They've won 8 of their last 10, and they just pulled to 500 at 39-39. So they've been playing well of late. The Blue Jays have struggled. They are 2-7 or 2-8 in their last 10. They have struggled, and the Twins have been pretty good. So 6-4. Would you press the button right now for 6-4 on this 10-game road trip?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To be honest with you, I'd press it at 5-5. To be honest with you.
Nah. Then lie to me, Ron. Then lie to me. I got to figure out how we're going to get to 13-5, and we can't go 5-5 in this run, and then still have several games left. So no,
you just clean them up.
Yeah, no. I'm 6-4 would be good with me. I mean, that's winning two of those series. Well, it depends on how they lay out, but that's either winning or sweeping a couple of those series and splitting with the Blue Jays. So yeah, we'll. I'd take 6-4 right now.
6-4,
yes,
yeah. 2 games above 500 on a road trip, on a 10-game road trip, with a team that's playing really well and a team that has two teams that have been playing pretty well. I would press it right now.
Well, and it's the only team you got that's above 500 left on the schedule. So
someone just texted in nothing less than 7.
Okay, I mean I like it, man. I'm right there with you. I'll take 6-4, but I don't blame you for 7.
Because of how well they're playing, I can't press the button on that. Okay.
No, you don't get to do that.
No, what do you mean?
You don't get to do that. You don't, because how good they're playing. Just what do you want? 7-3? Is that what you're talking about? No, because of this? No, 7-3. Okay. I got 6-4. I mean, if I just look at how they played against Baltimore, hell, I'm going to go 8-2.
You want them all?
I'm going 9-1. Hell.
You want 10-0. I want all these jokers. Let's keep this thing rolling. No, yeah. Above 500. It would be something that I'm sure Joe and company would take easily of the next 10. All right, here we go. We do this every single Thursday. It is Tyler's Turd List.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited.
The return of Tyler's Turds around sports.
Took a week off to talk it through. I got you. Yeah, now it's back, baby.
It's back by popular demand, and once again, a full podium. As Ron mentioned, y'all sure as hell all better know who's getting this golden turd trophy this week. We're going to get to it, and I'm going to make sure we have plenty of time to do so. But the bronze this week, man, this one's for the whole Drive family, particularly myself and my guy, Clint Sterner. Bronze medal, anybody out there associated, who has attended, who has played for, who's ever worn their gear, that of the Tennessee Volunteers. You are getting this week's bronze medal.
I don't hate Tennessee.
Well, I do. And it's Tyler's Turds.
I know, but you just said for the whole family. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, this
you
one.
Two, you two despise them. I don't hate them.
Yeah, this one is primarily for me in Dirty Red because, man, it's the reason we love sports, right? It's the reason we're fans. It's because we care and we get emotionally invested. I am more emotionally invested, unfortunately, in Aggie athletics than any other thing. Astros probably a close second along with the Texans, but anything maroon and white, I am always heavily invested into it emotionally whenever it comes to athletics. And Tennessee, you sons of bitches, you broke my heart. Because I thought for the very first time in my life, I was going to get to experience some sort of national championship. This would have been on the baseball diamond, of course. Tennessee ends up winning the Men's College World Series, beating A&M in 3 games. So I'm giving this one this week, the bronze medal, to Tennessee Volunteers just strictly because you broke my heart, you pissed me off, and I want to experience that. I just want to know what it feels like once, man. I just want to know what it feels like, and y'all robbed me of it. What do you
Damn,
guys
Damn, man, that hurt. Well, just to hear that in your voice.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Tyler. This might be my favorite, man. I mean, you should have made them gold, but I'll live with the bronze, man.
Well, they may have been.
I mean, put it, how about this, man? I mean, they can thank me for their football championship back in 98, and now they can thank the University of Arkansas for giving Vitello to them back a handful of years ago. So.
Injuries to the Florida State quarterbacks also gave him an assist as well.
That's a good point. Well, I like to take the blame on that one, though, but that's cool.
Just don't put it all on you.
So that's the bronze on behalf of myself and Clint Sterner in particular. Screw off, Vols. Get your nasty-ass orange color. I will say I respect it a little bit more than the team up in Austin, but you're still a slimeball UT school. Tennessee gets a bronze medal. Silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week this week.
Just unnecessary on Texas.
I'm not sure if y'all saw this or not, but an organization by the name, I believe it was Net Elite Sports. They did a quick little study at all the ballparks around our great country here in the United States of America. Washington Nationals, what the hell are you doing? What are we doing? The study that this group did at all the ballparks around the country was on beer prices at a ball game. The Washington Nationals, by far and away, led the pack on the average price of a cold beer at a baseball game, over $14 to get a damn beer and watch some baseball. What are we doing? Beer and baseball go together, and you're making it impossible.
You gotta be illegal.
Making that money.
Their hot dogs cost? $10?
Probably.
What should be the price? What's a respectable price for beer at the stadium?
$8? Somewhere around there, maybe a little less. I think I could understand.
Boy, I gotta be really thirsty.
This was just average beer, man, and the Nationals up there in D.C., over $14.
Yeah, 9 innings, they would have got me for 3.
Man, we got freaking thirsty baseball fans in our nation's capital. Stop depriving, and I hate them because they beat us in the World Series, the Astros, not too long ago, but that just ain't right. You got to have a frothy beer whenever you're watching a baseball game, but not for no damn $14. So that's silver this week. You guys good with that one?
I'm good with that. I think overcharging for cold beer is one of the worst things you could do in America, that they do in America today.
And it's a great environment there. I've been to a game in Washington. You know,
no, they buzzkill it with that, Bob.
Yeah.
I think they should send all those people to New Mexico.
I think the big-headed presidents need to do something about this.
$14. I mean, if I go down here to the store, what can I get for $14? Send them all 12-pack at least?
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous, man. But baseball and beer, they go together. You gotta remedy this, Washington. It's just absurd. All right, the moment we've all really been waiting for here. You knew on Monday, really. Well, I guess Tuesday. We knew early this week who was getting the gold, this golden turd trophy on Tyler's Turds of the Week. And that is one guy who used to be wearing maroon and white. Unfortunate for him, he is now going to be wearing the ugly-ass color of burnt orange. That is Jim Schlossnagel. My man, you are the slimiest, most scumbaggiest, lying your ass off individual in sports, and I can't remember when. If you missed it, this was old Jim Schlossnagel after Texas A&M lost in the Men's College World Series when he was asked about taking the job at the University of Texas.
The rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you.
Big strike one.
But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M.
What the hell?
I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind.
Oh, lying with your pants on fire. Strike three. And I don't need to hear any more from this dude.
Big Jim.
Jim, how can anyone from this point on for the foreseeable future, specifically professionally with you, how can anyone take anything you have to say at your word? Well, what's that old saying, the cliche, you can only judge a man based on his character and his word? If he keeps his word, that's all a man's good for is if he stands on his word. You could have taken this job in Austin with the T-Sips, with the Longhorns, and done it in a way to where I wouldn't even be talking about you right now. Would I have been a little upset? Sure. Annoyed? Sure. But there was a way to do it without bold-faced lying to all of the 12th man, giving us a bunch of spoon-feeding us a bunch of BS about leaving your family and you don't plan on taking another job, and all in the same moment disrespecting a guy just trying to do his job and report on you that you've been close with for years now since you've been in Aggieland. Texags works with you more than anyone, and you treated like that guy like he was from CNN, yet you'd never seen him before. This guy was disrespectful, his Turdish behavior was on full display, and now we know why he's going to fit in great in Austin with the burnt orange and the Longhorns, because you, sir, are a golden turd, you're a liar, and you're a D-bag. Best of luck to you, Schloss. Maybe your team can find their way to Omaha next year. I assume the Aggies will be there. Jim Schlossnagel is the biggest turd winner we have ever had. I wish I could make this golden turd trophy just a bit bigger for him, because you, sir, suck. Get the hell out of here with your jackassery. Take your crap to Austin. like I said, you'll fit in nicely. That's the Turds of the Week.
That's why he did it, was he knew you were coming back with the Turds of the Week, and he wanted to give you a good reason to be there.
It's the easiest decision I've ever made, guys.
Clint, I hope the ladies that he runs into over the next year all fake it. Go ahead. What you got coming up at the four?
Fake what, Ron? That's the best trophy in the business right there, by the way.
I hope they all fake it.
Oh, it's the best
trophy. And he thinks he's really doing something.
Then Rockets, baby. Had him old number 3 overall pick last night. Cocaine Curry. I tell you who it is. We'll cuss and discuss. We'll hear from the general manager of the Rockets. Find out what all went into this pick, what it means for our squad. And we'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler's turd list coming up very, very soon. As this is a list that you know what the number one is. I hope Tyler's been practicing in his mirror for this one for a week. We've kind of held him in the gate for a little bit, as I know he wanted to let it ride, but I cannot wait to the gold. I don't need you to waste any crazy time on the bronze and the silver. Not overtime, so we can get to this gold. I cannot wait for that. Tyler's turd list coming in a few minutes. Before we get there, and you all can jump in on this too, the Astros are off today, but they got a 10-game road trip, a long road trip coming up. 3 at the Mets. Then they need to use their passports to go to Toronto, and they've got 4 in Toronto, and then they come back with 3 against the Twins. And the Twins are a team that's in front of them, and the only team the rest of the way until the All-Star break that they play is over 500. And they are already up today 8-0 in 3 innings. So that's who the Astros have coming up in the next 10. You know what game I like to play. You know one of my favorite games, don't you, Clint?
Oh, yeah. Push the button.
I'm going to push that button. 6-4. You pushing it? But I tell you right now, 6-4 against the Mets. Now, hey, I'll tell you about the Mets. The Mets, they are pretty much the Astros of the National League. Started off slow. They've won 8 of their last 10, and they just pulled to 500 at 39-39. So they've been playing well of late. The Blue Jays have struggled. They are 2-7 or 2-8 in their last 10. They have struggled. And the Twins have been pretty good. So 6-4, would you press the button right now for 6-4 on this 10-game road trip?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I'd press it at 5-5, to be honest with you.
Then lie to me, Ron. I got to figure out how we're going to get to 13-5, and we can't go 5-5 in this run and then still have several games left. So, no.
Just clean them up.
Yeah. No, I'm 6-4 would be good with me. I mean, that's winning 2 of those series. Well, it depends on how they lay out, but that's either winning or sweeping a couple of those series and splitting with the Blue Jays. So, yeah, we'll I take 6-4 right now.
6-4, yeah. 2 games above 500 on a road trip, on a 10-game road trip. with a team that's playing really well and a team that has two teams that have been playing pretty well, I would press it right now.
Well, and it's the only team you got that's above 500 left on the schedule. So
someone just texted in nothing less than seven.
Okay, I mean I like it, man. I'm right there with you. I'll take 6-4, but I don't blame you for seven.
Because of how well they're playing, I can't press the button on that. Okay,
no, you don't get to do that.
No, what do you mean?
You don't get to do that. You don't, because how good they're playing. Just what do you want? 7-3. Is that what you're talking about? No, because of this. Because no, 7-3. Okay, I got 6-4. I mean, if I just look at how they played against Baltimore, hell, I'm gonna go 8-2.
You want them all?
I'm going 9-1. Hell,
you want 10-0? I want all these jokers. Let's keep this thing rolling. No, yeah, above 500. It would be something that I'm sure Joe and company would take easily of the next 10. All right, here we go. We do this every single Thursday. It is Tyler's Turd List.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited.
The return of Tyler's Turds around sports.
Took a week off to talk it through. I got you. Yeah, now it's back, baby.
It's back by popular demand, and once again, a full podium. As Ron mentioned, y'all sure as hell all better know who's getting this golden turd trophy this week. We're going to get to it, and I'm going to make sure we have plenty of time to do so. But the bronze this week, man, this one's for the whole Drive family, particularly myself and my guy, Clint Sterner. Bronze medal. Anybody out there associated, who has attended, who has played for, who's ever worn their gear, that of the Tennessee Volunteers. You are getting this week's bronze medal.
I don't hate Tennessee.
Well, I do. And it's Tyler's Turds.
I know, but you just said for the whole family. I was just going to tell you.
Yeah, this
you
one.
Two, you two despise them. I don't hate them.
Yeah, this one is primarily for me in Dirty Red because, man, it's the reason we love sports, right? It's the reason we're fans. It's because we care and we get emotionally invested. I am more emotionally invested, unfortunately, in Aggie athletics than any other thing. Astros probably a close second along with the Texans, but anything maroon and white, I am always heavily invested into it emotionally whenever it comes to athletics. In Tennessee, you sons of bitches, you broke my heart. Because I thought for the very first time in my life, I was going to get to experience some sort of national championship. This would have been on the baseball diamond, of course. Tennessee ends up winning the Men's College World Series, beating A&M in 3 games. So I'm giving this one this week, the bronze medal, to Tennessee Volunteers just strictly because you broke my heart, you pissed me off, and I want to experience that. I just want to know what it feels like once, man. I just want to know what it feels like, and y'all robbed me of it. What do you
Damn,
guys?
Damn, man, that hurt.
Well,
just to hear that in your voice.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Tyler. This might be my favorite, man. I mean, you should have made them gold, but I'll live with the bronze, man.
Well, they may have been.
I mean, put it, how about this, man? I mean, they can thank me for their football championship back in 98, and now they can thank the University of Arkansas for giving Vitello to them back a handful of years ago. So.
Injuries to the Florida State quarterbacks also gave him an assist as well.
That's a good point. Well, I like to take the blame on that one, though, but that's cool.
Just don't put it all on you.
So that's the bronze on behalf of myself and Clint Sterner in particular. Screw off, Vols. Get your nasty-ass orange color. I will say I respect it a little bit more than the team up in Austin, but you're still a slimeball UT school. Tennessee gets a bronze medal. Silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week this week.
Just unnecessary on Texas.
Not sure if y'all saw this or not, but an organization by the name, I believe it was Net Elite Sports, they did a quick little study at all the ballparks around our great country here in the United States of America. Washington Nationals, what the hell are you doing? What are we doing? The study that this group did at all the ballparks around the country was on beer prices at a ball game. The Washington Nationals, by far and away, led the pack on the average price of a cold beer at a baseball game over $14 to get a damn beer and watch some baseball. What are we doing? Beer and baseball go together, and you're making it impossible.
Yeah, it'd be illegal.
Making that money.
What'd their hot dogs cost? $10?
Probably.
What should be the price? What's a respectable price for beer at the stadium? $8?
Somewhere around there, maybe a little less. I think I could understand.
Boy, are they tall boys? I gotta be really thirsty.
This was just average beer, man, and the Nationals up there in D.C., over $14.
Yeah, 9 innings, they would have got me for 3.
Man, we got freaking thirsty baseball fans in our nation's capital. Stop depriving, and I hate them because they beat us in the World Series, the Astros, not too long ago, but that just ain't right. You got to have a frothy beer whenever you're watching a baseball game, but not for no damn $14, so that's silver this week. You guys good with that one?
I'm good with that. I think overcharging for cold beer is one of the worst things you could do in America, that they do in America today.
And it's a great environment there. I've been to a game in Washington. You know,
no, they buzzkill it with that, Bob.
Yeah.
I think they should send all those people to New Mexico.
I think the big-headed presidents need to do something about this.
I mean, if I go down here to the store, what can I get for $14? Send them all 12-pack at least?
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous, man. But baseball and beer, they go together. You gotta remedy this, Washington. It's just absurd. All right, the moment we've all really been waiting for here. You knew on Monday, really. Well, I guess Tuesday. We knew early this week who was getting the gold, this golden turd trophy on Tyler's Turds of the Week. And that is one guy who used to be wearing maroon and white. Unfortunate for him, he is now going to be wearing the ugly-ass color of burnt orange. That is Jim Schlossnagel. My man, you are the slimiest, most scumbaggiest, lying your ass off individual in sports, and I can't remember when. If you missed it, this was old Jim Schlossnagel after Texas A&M lost in the Men's College World Series when he was asked about taking the job at the University of Texas.
The rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you.
Big strike one.
But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M.
What the
I
hell,
I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind.
Oh, lying with your pants on fire. Strike three. And I don't need to hear any more from this dude.
Big Jim.
Jim, how can anyone from this point on for the foreseeable future, specifically professionally with you, how can anyone take anything you have to say at your word? What's that old saying, the cliche, you can only judge a man based on his character and his word? If he keeps his word, that's all a man's good for is if he stands on his word. You could have taken this job in Austin with the T-Sips, with the Longhorns, and done it in a way to where I wouldn't even be talking about you right now. Would I have been a little upset? Sure. Annoyed? Sure. But there was a way to do it without bold-faced lying to all of the 12th man, giving us a bunch of spoon-feeding us a bunch of BS about leaving your family and you don't plan on taking another job, and all in the same moment disrespecting a guy just trying to do his job and report on you that you've been close with for years now since you've been in Aggieland. Texags works with you more than anyone, and you treated like that guy like he was from CNN, yet you'd never seen him before. This guy was disrespectful, his turdish behavior was on full display, and now we know why he's going to fit in great in Austin with the burnt orange and the Longhorns, because you, sir, are a golden turd, you're a liar, and you're a D-bag. Best of luck to you, Schloss. Maybe your team can find their way to Omaha next year. I assume the Aggies will be there. Jim Schlossnagel is the biggest turd winner we have ever had. I wish I could make this golden turd trophy just a bit bigger for him, because you, sir, suck. Get the hell out of here with your jackassery. Take your crap to Austin. Like I said, you'll fit in nicely. That's the turds of the week.
That's why he did it. Was he knew you were coming back with the turds of the week, and he wanted to give you a good reason to be there.
It's the easiest decision I've ever made, guys.
Clint, I hope the ladies that he runs into over the next year all fake it. Go ahead. What you got coming up at the 4?
Fake what, Ron? That's the best trophy in the business right there, by the way.
I hope they all fake it.
Oh, it's the best
trophy. And he thinks he's really doing something.
Then Rockets, baby. Had him old number 3 overall pick last night. Cocaine Curry. I tell you who it is. We'll cuss and discuss. We'll hear from the general manager of the Rockets. Find out what all went into this pick, what it means for our squad. And we'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.